Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. As we are in the month of June, I love the idea of celebrating yet another holiday, right? So Father's Day is next week, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't had a chance to procure something for Dad, perhaps you should consider, I know, hear me out, a pedicure. Uh-huh. It's crazy. But even dads need them as we enter the summer months in Florida. Sandals are a reality. And unless Dad wears socks with his sandals, which is also a conversation that should be had, pedicures might come in really handy. It could be like a daughter-dad afternoon, right? Just think about it. So Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero in the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive in South Hutchinson Island, Fort Pierce. You can pamper Dad a little bit. And just think it's a great gift for all people all the time, right? Such talent at Foxy Nails. And they do more than just manicures and pedicures. There's waxing, there's lash extensions, so many offerings, including cool kid-inspired chairs with Disney characters and the like. So Foxy Nails, highly endorsed by the Treasure Coast Insider. We love them. And summertime is obviously a big time of year for parents to consider moving, entertaining new school platforms and so forth. Caliber Home Loans can help you in that process as you decide to upsize or downsize. And they have programs of a variety of offerings from veterans to first-time home buyers and more. Caliber Home Loans has multiple locations throughout the Treasure Coast, Vero and St. Lucie, Brevard and Martin. They would love to be able to have a complimentary consultation with you and discuss how you can have the home of your dreams while, of course, having it be a mortgage and a loan that you can afford. They never sell your loan. They use local appraisers. Caliber Home Loans. Home Loans is all that they do. So, yes, speaking of children, I'm so excited for our guest who is in the studio today, Ms. Jill Todd. She is our Director of Marketing for the Multicultural Resource Center. And what a benefit this venue has been for the St. Lucie County area. And I would love for you to share a little bit about the history of this particular venue because not everyone is familiar with it yet.
Yes, I'd love to. So we were founded in 2007. I always have to remember that,
right?
By Marcus Dixon. He was a longtime Fort Pierce resident. He was very involved in the Lincoln Park area. And he felt that there was a need for this multicultural resource center in that area to help families and kids. It's not just with aftercare, although basically that's what we provide is aftercare and summer care programs. But what makes it different than a lot of the aftercare type programs is, unfortunately, there's a strong link between academic achievement and socioeconomic.
Certainly.
So, yeah. So they really focus instead of just like homework help where people come in and just watch the kids do their homework. There's programs in place for targeted tutoring, which tries to help bridge those academic gaps.
Now, that is interesting. I would assume it takes many hands
Yes. For
this to be a successful program then.
Yes. We are very blessed with we are a nonprofit, so we are very blessed with some retired teachers and a retired principal that volunteer.
Ooh.
So they help tutor the kids along with computer programs that the programs are aimed to target the specific areas. So like if a child's low in reading, let's say, is it comprehension? Is it phonics awareness? So it'll kind of target those specific areas. But then the teachers, obviously the volunteers help a lot with that as well.
Provide that additional one-on-one once we're able to really fine tune where the help is
needed.
Right,
exactly.
Oh, those programs really do make an impact so that we can target. Now, because a program like this exists, it's not entirely for free for the families. It's more of a sliding scale.
Correct. Yes, we are funded through the Children's Services Council, which help a lot of nonprofit organizations throughout the county. And through them, they're able to offer a sliding scale. So we are located on North 23rd Street in Fort Pierce, right off of Orange Avenue. And the income of a lot of the families in that area is a little lower. And so they are able to submit, like, you know, documentation. And then we come up with a price based on their income instead of a flat fee for everybody.
That sure makes it nice.
Yeah.
And something that is able to carry through into the summer. So, like, let's just say a child was already in the after school programming side of things. Are they then automatically eligible to go into the summer camp program?
Yes. I mean, everyone has to enroll. We're currently still taking applications. We start next Monday on the 12th.
Ooh.
But of course, if they're already in the program, they get to apply first, and then we open it up to the public just to make sure there's enough spots for everyone.
Now, I see here matters of the heart, mm-hmm. and that this is a key component for the programming.
Correct.
Would you kindly elaborate,
yeah.
Jill?
Yeah. That's kind of like what a lot of schools are calling like social-emotional learning now. Oh. So I think Marcus coined that phrase way back in 2009, 10. But now a lot of the schools, I used to work at one of the charter schools here, a lot of schools now call it like social-emotional learning. So it's basically teaching the kids how to regulate emotions, mm-hmm. how to behave, how to respond appropriately. A lot of these things, unfortunately, aren't always being taught at home now.
Right.
So,
yes. So we can implement some creative ways for them to learn appropriate behaviors.
Yes.
Outside of the home. And, you know, my mother herself is a public school teacher in Michigan.
Okay.
And has found that there is a big step back from the approach of parents being really hands-on at home.
Correct.
And so as a result, programming like this really can help fill some of those those voids. And hopefully, you know, the goal is that, and more we hear about this. What is the particular age group of the children that you focus on? For the
children that we have right now are from ages 5, kindergarten and going into kindergarten, on up to middle school. We are working this summer on developing a little bit stronger of a middle school plan going into next school year, maybe more of a leadership mentoring type thing. But then about middle school, they kind of drop off because that's typically when a lot of schools, and they get into high school, start like after school arts and sports, and so they don't necessarily need aftercare.
A lot more clubs.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Whereas to that same point, my mother was, and you hear it across the board at various presentations, whether you're at a chamber function or realtor function, where they discuss the fact that not every child is designed to go to college. And so, so much of the programming from high school and even on a state level for the higher learning is focused at actually teaching the skills needed for immediate job placement out in the workforce, which is an excellent option, but you still need those soft skills and the way to handle responses and emotions in order to become a productive employee or member of society.
Correct. And it even goes back to like ages 5 and 6. Our new kindergarten, first, second grade teacher, Miss Anisha, she actually set up her room with it's called like structured play or playing with a purpose. And she has, we're currently accepting like donations. We're trying to get everything together, but she just has like Barbie dolls or Hot Wheels or a play kitchen, because so many kids now, they're so hooked on these electronics. They don't even know how to play with other kids or how to play alone.
This is so valid, right?
Yeah, they're just like on the phone.
Go play, like, sure. Can I have a cord, a charger?
Yeah, where's my iPad?
Wow, just getting back to the basics.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, the cultural component of the center, let's highlight that a little bit.
Okay.
Because this venue really is a center that is a focal point for cultural events.
Correct.
Workshops, programming. It's there to create this sense of belonging within the community. So what are some examples of that?
Well, when Marcus was here, he did a lot of like cultural festivals as far as like, I think he did something for Hispanic Heritage Month. He did something for Haitian Month, and kind of highlighting each individual culture.
Uh-huh.
He retired about 1.5 years ago. So we kind of went through a period of adjustment and we're rebuilding now. So we're hoping to carry on a lot of what he started there. A lot of what we do also as far as the culture and a need he saw in the community was bringing in programming for the families, especially in Fort Pierce. It's very unique, and especially in that neighborhood. You know, there is a lot of like Spanish or Mexican families, Hispanics, Haitians, and sometimes English isn't the first language.
Valid.
So sometimes it's bringing in resources and stuff in their language and then helping these parents navigate just certain things like how to enroll your child in school, you know, different programming for the kids. And with the kids, it's also working that, you know, sometimes when it is reading comprehension or stuff like that in school, sometimes it's not that they don't know how. It's just they're processing two different languages.
So in theory, having that platform where the families can come in as a group, and oftentimes I see where English isn't the main language right. in the household, the children are often the interpreters for
correct.
The parents.
Correct.
So what a great way for the child to feel very useful, but in a safe space where we can kind of do these step-by-step so that they can stay on course.
Correct, yes.
Including taking the steps now to enroll for fall after school.
Correct.
Care, right?
Yes.
That's open now.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is open now. We're doing summer and aftercare for next year as well.
Which is, I mean, people sometimes think, and shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, proud sponsor and underwriter of this program, who keeps me gainfully employed on the daily. I have always been in awe of how many people will call and they'll be like, I'm moving this Friday.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't say. Was this breaking news? and maybe something fell through. Maybe their children or their grandchildren were supposed right. to help them, or they just really thought that they could do it on their own. And as it came down to that last stretch, was ready to throw in the towel and hire a professional. And to that, if we can make it happen, we certainly will. But planning
right.
is really ideal, because then you don't sacrifice. You get exactly what you want, and,
right.
and you have that peace of mind and knowing that it is accounted for, whether that's a move date or, in this particular conversation's sake, knowing that your child is going to have that after-school care because you yourself are working parents.
Correct, correct. And spots do fill up. So
they
we
fill
do
up.
Encourage
yeah.
people to sign up early. But we try to accommodate as many as we can.
And how does the transportation work to and fro?
We have a partnership with the St. Lucie County Schools. So they can bus the
okay.
kids, and the school could be a drop-off instead of their home.
Ideal.
So,
ideal.
And then there are private transportation companies. So it's kind of on a case-by-case basis. It depends. So that's part of the issue with sometimes with these kids in the education gap, right, is we don't have the neighborhood schools. So the transportation is a little bit of an issue, but we can work on that case by case. But also when you get some of these kids, like, you know, when you think about, I don't know if you grew up in Michigan, you said your mom's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you have a neighborhood school. So if you have a strong population of maybe families that speak Spanish, typically they all kind of go to that school that's right here.
Right.
And because I grew up in Iowa, that's the way it was there. But here they kind of get bussed all over. And while there's benefits to that, sometimes, though, if there's only a couple here, they're sprinkled. Sometimes that's how the test scores and stuff are lower, because they kind of get overlooked or get missed, because it's not as prevalent as maybe a whole class of, you know, kids that come from that background.
This is very valid points. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with the Director of Marketing for the Multicultural Resource Center in Fort Pierce, Jill Todd. And we're learning a little bit about the programming and their ongoing commitment to education and, of course, to the STEAM programming
yes.
that is really paramount as nationwide schools try and structure what's important for these children. You focus on kids from kindergarten up through middle school.
Yes.
And we're touching base on the fact that there's after-school programming, that there is summer programming. And for our listeners, how can they learn more? How can they enroll? What's the platform, the website that they can go
yeah,
to?
Yeah, they can go to MRC for Families. So it's MRCFORfamilies.org. And we have a registration form and all the information right there.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting about where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast with the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Wild, untamed, hilarious. Riverside Theater's Comedy Zone. Experience the Treasure Coast's best stage for live stand-up comedy this Friday and Saturday night at 7 and 9 p.m. You'll laugh till it hurts. Start your night at Live in the Loop with live entertainment, food and drinks, and after, be entertained with nationally ranked comedians, including an opening act and headliner with cabaret-style seating and food and drink table service. Get tickets at riversidetheater.com.
Who's got time to clean when you need it clean? Call Germ Wizards LLC using the most up-to-date equipment. Germ Wizards pays strict attention to detail. They make dust disappear. Whether you need your office to sparkle, your home to shine, or you want to give someone a great gift, hire the Germ Wizards. It's easy to get a quote online. There's even an online portal. To discuss details directly with your cleaning professional, visit germwizardsllc.com. Make dust disappear with Germ Wizards.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back. Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Your happy host is with Moses Anna Valencia, Tillery. Summer is upon us. True Colors Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast off of Old Dixie and Vero Beach, can give you that fresh summer look, cut, color, style, you name it, and a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you do a change and you're just not in love within the first 48 hours, you can come back and they will tweak it at no additional charge. They also have a variety of other skincare services, massage, and more. True Color Salon and Spa, I love them. You will love them too. They have weekend and evening hours and all at prices that make it possible. True Color Salon and Spa. Also, shout out to treasurecoast.com. What a great platform to put some advertising in addition to utilizing their free calendar. Okay, anybody can post there. Not-for-profits, for-profits, upcoming events, live music, specials, you name it. This calendar is seen time and time again, and it really is a great way to be in the know when you have guests coming and visiting. It gives you updates on beach and road closures, local hurricane preparedness guides, local shopping, and so much more. TreasureCoast.com. We love partnering with them, and they broadcast out this radio show for, you know, six-digit folks to be able to see and hear. It's just wonderful, treasurecoast.com. In the studio today, Jill Todd, Director of Marketing at the Multicultural Resource Center, where they are getting ready to put on an
epic back to school event. Jill, tell us more.
Yes, we are super excited. On July 22nd, that is a Saturday, from noon to about 4 p.m., we will be partnering with First United Methodist Church in downtown Fort Pierce. And we'll be doing a back to school expo where we'll have different vendors that have after school activities for kids, in addition to like the aftercare like we do. So like maybe a sports sign up, a dance sign up, music camps, that kind of stuff. And then we are, the ladies at the church are working hard on getting a lot of donations, and we will be giving backpacks away to kids with supplies for the upcoming year.
That is so fun. Yeah. I love this. And then just a few short weeks thereafter, school starts.
I know.
Right now, we had a chance in the first half of the show to chat about the fall enrollment and the summer programming that's going on. One more time with the website for our listeners.
Yeah, MRC for Families, MRCFORfamilies.org.
All righty. And then, of course, they have the date, July 22nd, for that incredible back-to-school expo. Now, you wear another hat.
I do. Or helmet.
Oh, touche, Jill. Tell us about this football programming.
Yes. This is our second season. So I co-founded Bonneville Football Academy with my partner, Michael Bonneville. And we are a post-grad football team. So if anyone follows college football, they know that when COVID hit, marketing kind of went online. People can go on Twitter and see all kinds of film. They don't need to like send recruiters all over the United States.
Sure.
Not all the coaches are, tech savvy. So there's that.
Right.
and then there's things in the world like transfer portal, NIL deals where college or 18-year-olds are getting deals worth millions of dollars. So this all affects recruiting. So who gets left out? The lower income at-risk kids. So yes. Obviously there's a trend here. I have a heart for the kids.
Yeah.
So we started this to help low-income and at-risk boys. We are a nonprofit, and we help them and take them for a semester. So these are boys that are graduating high school. They did everything right. They had grades. They did all this, and they're graduating with zero opportunities to go to college. So we take them for a semester from August to November. We play other post-grads. We play college JV teams. We remarket them, train them, and we get them off to college via scholarships. And for them, the scholarships just aren't the only thing that makes it possible. That makes it financially attainable. But for these boys, because a lot of their family backgrounds, which I could tell you stories for hours.
Yes.
But the football is what gets them out of their situation and gets them to graduate. Because when you're in a program like that, you have to be accountable. You have to follow routine.
Yes.
So they have a higher percent of graduating college and changing the course of their lives through football and, that opportunity.
In the same steps that they did with their dedication through high school, and then just, like you said, weren't given that next leg up.
Yeah.
And so by focusing on just a small number of these boys, you're able to get a lot of valuable film footage that then helps them to be marketed.
Yes, we send them out. Last year, all of our boys left with a minimum of 2 college scholarship opportunities.
Wow.
Now, we're not saying they're all going D1 to the University of Miami, but they're going to a college and they're getting an education.
Yes, in conjunction with learning the value of teamwork. And I mean, let's face it, football is so Americana.
I know, right?
That's good talk to get you a position in life really anywhere thereafter can maintain a football conversation.
My partner, Michael, like anything we need, he's always like, oh, one of my buddies he played at Bethune-Cookman. So he's always like, oh, one of my buddies. Oh, I have this guy. Everything comes from football.
It does. It's a thing. I've heard of this in my own circles. I swear it. So we have about a minute and a half left. What is the criteria that you're looking for? And if we have listeners, in fact, it doesn't have to be just from the Treasure Coast region. This is available. Really,
yeah, we take boys from all over the United States. We have boys coming from Washington, all over. So, yeah, our website is BonnevilleFootballAcademy.com, and they just fill out the application. As long as they graduate high school, we can work with them. Even if their GPA makes them not NCAA eligible, we have programs in place so they can do like a credit recovery track and we can bring up the GPA, or they will take college classes. So, either or.
Interesting. One more time, and can you spell out the website?
Yeah, Bonneville Football Academy, BonnevilleVillE footballacademy.com.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and there was a lot of information that we threw at you today, treasurecoastinsider.us, you can just look up Treasure Coast Insider. The website will populate, and you can listen to this show as well as past shows, and we're going to have live links within the synopsis of the actual audio so that you can share this with people that you might know in your own circle of influence that could really benefit from these additional programs that make life and youth just that much more enjoyable despite circumstances these kids are going to be able to be really well-rounded, have great cultural exposure and academic guidance that's going to get them to the next chapter, as well as, of course, higher education through the gift of football. So, Jill, what a pleasure to have you
on the broadcast.
Remember to check out treasurecoastinsider.us. Until next week, cheers.